This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Our interview today is with Nate and Kayla from the web TV series Once You Leave. Welcome to Different Strokes, Nate and Kayla.
Thank you. Hi.
I want you to start off by telling us a bit about how the show was conceived.
Kayla and I met at Austin Community College, where I work, and she was a student at the time. And then soon after that, I asked her to come be an intern for a television show I work on. It's a Texas travel show that shows on the PBS stations here, and it's called The Day Tripper. And so she came out and was the intern, and Kayla and I became fast friends. She's an actress, and she wasn't getting a whole lot of parts if she was wanting, right, our beefy parts, as we say. So we decided to create something together, and I was really inspired by being out on the road for The Day Tripper, because it's a travel show, but that was like a comedy kind of informative show, and I wanted something dramatic. So Kayla and I got together and sat down at a local Mexican food restaurant here in Austin, Texas, and we hammered out the story ideas, and then we went into production soon after that.
And the first episode is comic book style. What inspired you to start the story this way?
It happened later, like after we had already started filming.
And we knew we wanted to do, they call it transmedia now. It's multi-platform storytelling. And I knew I wanted to do that. I don't remember exactly where I got the idea of wanting to do it, but I knew I wanted to have multiple elements that kind of told the story. And I had a friend who was a great artist. She was wanting to be like a storyboard artist, but she did comic type stuff. Her name's Carla Moya. And I said, hey, let's do a comic book element. And I asked Carla Moya if she could do it. And then she agreed, and that became one of the elements. And she just kind of worked on it at her own pace and would come back to me, and we'd show some to Kayla. At one point, it was finally finished and said, well, let's put it online and make it kind of the first episode. Technically, it's kind of a prequel.
Kayla, you obviously wanted this as some sort of vehicle. How is it to be so involved in something?
I mean, honestly, I didn't really know what I was getting into when we first started. it took about a year for us to get everything finished with. And then also, I mean, not only portraying a character, I was also helping create the story and this character's background. But yeah, absolutely. I feel like, I mean, I would not have been able to get myself out there this much any other way.
Watching the episode, like, it's basically you and then other people kind of come in and out.
Right, yeah, it definitely was. It was a lot. Yeah, in the beginning, we hadn't really planned it to be like that. That's why we used my name, my actual name, because Nate and I originally had planned to just kind of be like this leisure, you know, maybe we'll just set up a camera and have friends come over and hang out, and if they say your name and it works, then we'll use that. But you know, as soon as he started writing and it got really serious and we actually got a crew, halfway through the series, Nate was like, Kayla, if they don't like you, we are screwed.
One of the things that I really enjoyed about each episode is there's enough intrigue and unsaid stuff that happens that keeps you coming back for the next episode. Did you actually plan each episode to get that reaction?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to end it with, I don't want to say cliffhangers, because not too many of them had actual cliffhangers, but yeah. I wrote it, and Kayla and I came up with the story ideas. We had that in mind that we wanted it to be episodic, so it wasn't this. I mean, it still needed to be complete and whole, but I wanted the episodic nature because I got used to that with The Day Tripper. But we needed a way to bring people back, be as interested as they were when they started the first episode that they watched.
Mm-hmm. It's obviously a web series. What do you see as the advantages of the format?
I was talking to a buddy before I made, we were talking about, you know, film festivals and stuff like that. And a lot of time with film festivals, not always, but a lot of times, especially the bigger ones, they accept these, you know, quote unquote, independent films, and the films that are called these independent films are films like Black Swan and stuff like that. It's kind of the example I use all the time. It's like these big movies, and they're called independent films when they're not really independent. They are in some way. They are more independent than some big studio films, but they're still not truly independent films. So yeah, it was hard to like fathom competing against some of these bigger films. And then again, from Day Tripper, I wanted to do something episodic, and I just started noticing web series more, and I was like, well, with a web series, you can have an immediate audience, and you can have feedback from that audience. And then when people are, you can actually communicate with people. So like we have fans, you know, from all over the world now who will send us messages on our Facebook or email saying they love the show, and we can directly respond back. We're like a bigger movie. You know, I couldn't write to Natalie Portman. So we like the idea of web series. And I mean, in web series, you know, we're not anything new, I think. So that just didn't become popular until a few years ago with the Guild and kind of the big one that really set it off, I think.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of your fans, what kind of feedback have you had from them?
I've had quite a bit. On my actor page on Facebook, there have been quite a few people saying how inspiring it was. There was this woman in the UK, I think she said she had lost her partner of like 12 years or something, and she understood like the loss that my character had gone through, and she really related with the story.
What have you got planned to work on next?
We were just talking about that. We definitely have a feature that is in the works right now. We probably won't start filming until next spring or early summer, but we're also brainstorming on just some shorts, just some little things to just keep creating and keep getting stuff out there until we are able to shoot the feature. The feature also is how Nate and I started talking about Once You Leave. I was in a screenwriting class and I wrote this short, and I came to Nate and I was like, would you help me film and get it together? And he was like, we started working on it, and then he came back from his sister's ranch a weekend after or something. He said, we got to do this first. We got to do Once You Leave. It's this idea I have, blah, 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 blah. So the backdoor that I originally worked on, I'm turning it into a feature right now. So we'll be working on that.
Do you anticipate that you'll continue to work together a lot?
I think so. I mean, I think we work really well together. We bounce ideas off of each other. We fight like brother and sister, but we make up like brother and sister without even having to say sorry.
So that was my interview with Nate and Kayla from Once You Leave, which is a web TV series. Dave, it's a drama that it follows Kayla, and she basically returns from being over in Africa for 2 years, and her life, she's just basically in transition the entire time. She's just sort of driving around and basically, you know, because the world has moved on without her, and she's kind of trying to find her place again.
In America.
So it's an interesting, these things kind of happen to her, and as each episode unfolds, you learn a bit more about her circumstances beforehand. And
so how long was she in Africa for?
For over two years.
And yeah. She came back to America, and this series follows her trying to settle back into American life.
Mm.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, she finds out that her best friend, you know, she had, like, this best friend that she was desperate to
see. So it's kind of like reality,
It's shot in a way. It's obviously not reality, but it's shot in a way that, you know, there's a lot of handheld stuff, and it's shot in a way and, like, you know, these kind of home video style things, and obviously they're using her actual name. Mm. So it does become a bit more like, you know, this actual person that it's happening
to.
The
lines are blurred, but her actual story is that she didn't go to Africa.
And their first episode, Dave, is their prequel episode is an animation. It's all in animation. So it was an interesting, you know, they've got, like, they've done a lot of stuff around blogs, and, you know, they've created a blog for one of the characters and sort of multi-platform type content for the show.
I think that's what's attracting you to this show. It's not just a web series, but they've got blogs set up for characters, and it's a very multidimensional kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, so, but if you go to onceyouleave.com, you can find out more about the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.